Located on the corner of Patty and East Broadway, Missoula's first bona fide federal building was completed in 1913. Senator Joseph Dixon from Missoula secured funds for its construction, and James Knox Taylor, an architect with the U.S. Treasury Department, designed it. The original tenants were the U.S. Postal Service and the fledgling U.S. Forest Service, a federal agency created by Theodore Roosevelt in 1905. The building underwent two major expansions. In 1927, James A. Wetmore, another U.S. Treasury Department architect, designed an extension and an annex to the east of the original building to house judicial functions. Construction was completed in 1929, and the building hosted its first session of U.S. District Court on December 5th of that year. Despite the expansion, the building required yet another enlargement in the 1930s. Designed by Lewis A. Simon, the second annex, located to the north of the post office on Patty Street, was dedicated on October 13, 1937, and became the new home to the U.S. Forest Service Region 1 headquarters. The federal building was the location of the investigation into the tragic 1949 fire at Man Gulch on the Helena National Forest. 13 firefighters, 12 of whom were U.S. Forest Service smoke jumpers from Missoula, died when the blaze blocked their escape route. The 1952 film Red Skies of Montana, starring Richard Widmark, Constance Smith, and Jeffrey Hunter, was loosely based on the Man Gulch fire, and one of the scenes featured the federal building. The majority of postal functions moved out of the federal building in the 1970s, but a small post office and the Forest Service Region 1 headquarters remained.